When spending time with family and friends, we often indulge in food. Too much food. More than 1 billion people worldwide are obese. We don't have to be a part of this statistic. Find out more today on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. This week on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join John and Marty Copeland as they discuss biblical solutions to help you overcome everyday life challenges.
Hello and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm John Copeland and I'm here with my lovely wife, Marty Copeland. Marty, I'm so glad to have you here today.
Well, I'm so glad to be here.
This week, we've been hosting the broadcast for Mom and Dad, and my mom and dad are Ken and Gloria Copeland, if you didn't know. And so all week, we're talking about living an overcoming life. You know, the day-to-day things, the things that you're facing every day. And so we're hitting different subjects. And today, we're going to talk about a subject that is a major, major problem in this world. In the United States, but around the world. I think the United States probably leads in this epidemic, but it's about being overweight and being unhealthy. And I would dare say that the church is probably more overweight and more unhealthy than the large population. I think that, and I think one of the reasons why is, you know, can't drink, can't smoke, but we can eat. That's the one thing that, you know, we get out of church on Sunday or, you know, we have a potluck dinner or whatever. We can get together and we can eat. And I think gluttony has become the acceptable sin in a large part of the Christian lives out there. And so I think that we have a problem not only in the United States, but in the church. And one of the problems with it being in the church is, one, we're supposed to be living disciplined lives. We're not. You know, two, if we're not healthy, we're not fulfilling our days. And we can't fulfill all that God's called us to do, which is, you know, what we're here on this earth is to fulfill what He's called us to do. And so I think as we get into this today, Marty comes from a background of health and fitness. She is a master personal trainer, a nutritional guidance counselor and a fitness instructor. But she also comes from the world of, she had eating disorders. She grew up having eating disorders, and so she brings another light to it, and not from somebody who's always had this conquered in their lives, but coming from somebody who has struggled with this in their lives until she found the answer, which is God's Word. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a spiritual problem. All the money, the billions of dollars spent in the health industry is not fixing it, because it is a spiritual problem. And so I'm very excited to get for Marty to talk to us about that today and tell us just how to deal with this problem. Marty, let us have it.
Well, it's such an honor and a privilege to be able to come on television and share my testimony, because I was in such bondage to overeating. That was my eating disorder, is I overate. I was in such bondage to overeating for so many years of my life. At the time that God delivered me from overeating, I had spent most of my lifetime in bondage. And, you know, John and I got married and we're Kenneth and Gloria's, you know, he's their son and I'm their daughter-in-law. We're hearing the Word of God preached all the time. And we were seeing God develop us in faith, and we were seeing areas in our life change for the positive. But even John did not know how much bondage I was into this. And it just consumed my life. And I know as a Christian it's wrong to commit suicide, so that was never an option for me. But there were absolutely times in my life where I would go to bed at night And I judged my happiness by how much I weighed, how I looked, had I eaten good that day, had I exercised. And if I had done bad, then I felt shame and guilt. And I'd get up in the morning to pray, and I'd repent for failing at losing weight again. And God helped me be free. And this went on year after year after year. And John, the turnaround moment in my life was one day I had just had Courtney. And here I was facing another challenge of weight loss again, and I had to lose about 40 pounds. And it just was, I might as well have had to lose 4,000 because I had lost weight so many times in my life. It was just so hard for me to be successful at dieting. So I would go on these diets and lose some weight, have a little bit of success, but then I would gain the weight back. So here I am, I'm in this struggle, I'm facing this weight loss with just having had a child. I'm not one of those women that has a baby and fits back into their jeans a couple weeks later. And I just cried out to God. As a matter of fact, I yelled at God. It's the only time in my life I've ever been mad at God. But I said, God, I am resisting the devil and he's not fleeing from me. And this is standing in the kitchen, having returned to the kitchen to eat again, knowing I'm not hungry, but just had this sense of compulsion to overeat and I could not control it. And so I was mad and I didn't think I could live like that anymore. So I cried out to God. I said, God, you know, I'm resisting the devil. He's not fleeing from me. I threw myself on the bed. I'm crying and crying and crying. And deep down in my heart, I said, God, I know that you love me, and I know that you're good, and I know there's got to be a way out of this. And if you'll show me how to get free, I'll tell anybody that'll listen. And that's why I said a while ago, it's such an honor for me to get to share this with you, because this isn't just about, as John said, this is not just about how we look. It is so much deeper than that. It is about who we are in Christ. And I just want to call you today. I just feel like the Lord has so put it on my heart to call the body of Christ and tell you that it is time for us to put a stop to obesity. It is time for us to experience the spiritual freedom that Jesus bought and paid for when he went to the cross. Because, you know, we're Christians and we know that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We know that God lives on the inside of us, and yet we're spending over $40 billion a year on weight loss products, and we're failing to get victory. We continue to get more and more overweight. So it's just like John said, it is a spiritual problem. And the solution to that problem that I believe and that God showed me is that we have got to learn to target our hope, to target our faith at God's Word, because faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, and faith comes by hearing the Word of God. So how do we take our faith and connect it to the Word of God if we don't know what God's Word says about eating healthy, and we don't know what God's Word says about life? You know, John, I have found that there is so much life in exercise, and just like you were saying about, you know, relieving us from stress and how we use exercise to have peace in our bodies and to deliver us from stress. Well, that's part of God's Word when he says, I've set before you life and death, blessings and cursings, therefore choose life. Well, that's one of the things we want to get to into later in the broadcast when we talk about the more practical application of things, because it is about how do we use our faith. How do we access the promises of God? How do we get set free spiritually so that we can have peace in our spirit, have peace in our soul, have peace in our body? But what's so important is how do we use our faith for the day-in struggle that you talked about, when temptation is bombarding us from every billboard, every commercial, every fast food restaurant? I mean, it's everywhere. You can't watch television just about without having your mouth water because of all the tantalizing foods on TV. So it's time for us as Christians to find the truth in God's Word. It's time for us as Christians to release our faith. They don't call it the good fight of faith for nothing. You know, Satan's been defeated. Jesus defeated him. The blood of Jesus defeated him. But we do struggle in the area of our flesh because of temptation, But the good news is, the reason it's called the good fight of faith is because we can take the Word of God, we can take our faith in the Word of God, and we can conquer this problem once and for all. And it's good to be free. And, you know, even though we have temptation and all that, I'm free spiritually. I don't struggle with it at all.
You still have to work at it. Do things in the natural that it takes, but you don't struggle with it. It's not a bondage that's waiting on you. And we'll have to get more into the nuts and bolts of that here in just a little bit.
You renew your mind, and then you're in position to prove the perfect will of God. That's what Scripture says. But now what about your body? You're just as responsible for where your body's concerned as you are where your spirit and your mind are concerned. Because your spirit and your mind depend heavily on your body and its condition for you to minister in this earth. And God is calling for people right now that will be totally and completely honest with Him on all three levels. Not just your physical body, not just your mind, and not just your spirit, but your spirit, your soul, and your body. And this book is the answer to all three fields. I tell you, if you can't figure out anything else, if you will get in this Bible and it says, "My God satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles." Well, that first off in the spirit is satisfying my mouth by putting His Word in my mouth and not allowing anything else to come out of there. And then where the Word is concerned in my intellectual realm, it begins to satisfy my mouth with the Word concerning my mind and my emotions and my will. And then I stand on it. God will reveal to me the very food that I need to put in my mouth. You don't need a bunch more dope. You need the Word of God. Amen.
Okay, well, now we know we have a problem. And now we know we need to fix it. So how do I get, Marty, from being an undisciplined, fat, lazy person to being a disciplined, eating the right foods, exercising, putting the Word in my heart, out of my mouth? What do I do now?
First of all, I didn't know you were fat and lazy. I'm surprised.
Well, no, I'm saying hypothetically, if I was somebody else.
I have some of those friends, too. Well, the coolest thing, first of all, is what your dad said on the shots a while ago, because, you know, he just says it like it is. I love Kenneth. And actually, when I was a little girl, probably 9 or 10 years old, and was already struggling with my eating, I started at such a young age struggling with my eating because from some incidences in my life, you know, my mom used to tell me it's not what happens to you in life, but what you think happens to you. And I was stressed, like we talked about yesterday. But I began to turn to food for comfort. And when I was just a little girl, we went to hear your dad preach. And he picked up in the spirit. We were giving him a ride or something. He got in the car with us, and with my parents, and he picked up in the spirit something. And he reached over and took my hand and prayed for me. And he picked up in the spirit that I was having a challenge with food at that time. And that's why, even though he's so funny and even though he's so strong in his preaching and in what he said a while ago, it so touches my heart because it's the message that he preached that literally delivered me from overeating. And that message was when he began to preach on the anointing. So when you ask me, what is it that we do in our everyday lives, I really can't even answer that without preceding it with the fact that God wants us to experience the love of Christ, His love, the anointing of God in our everyday lives. So when we learn to eat right, and we learn to exercise, and we actually take the practical steps of changing our lifestyle and our eating habits, we must first have an understanding that if we're going to make these practical changes, that it's because of how much God loves us and that He wants us free. He wants us to walk in victory. So a great example, John, that I actually walked out in my deliverance of this is one of the things that the Lord showed me to do is when I would eat, I would fix my plate and I would always leave a little bit of food on my plate. Well, first of all, when I fixed my plate, I had to be objective about how much food I was putting on our plate. You know, sometimes...
Well, if I have to leave some food, I'm going to put more food on so I can leave some on there. Does that work?
No, that doesn't work. But I would, you know, our portion sizes, we get used to eating more, and the portion sizes today are so much bigger than they used to be. You know how you go to the movie mm-hmm. and you want a drink and it's small is that big? Yeah. And it's just, people are just trying to make money. So the portion sizes are really big. Well, you have to be objective about your portion sizes. So the Lord showed me, I would sometimes think about your mother because she's so temperate. I would think, okay, if someone's coming over to dinner and they want to eat healthy and they have self-control, what kind of plate would I fix them? And so that would help me be more objective about my portion sizes. And then I would always leave food on my plate. So what the Lord showed me is a scripture in Galatians, the same way that I developed a habit of overeating in my life, which is sowing to the flesh. And the scripture says when you sow to the flesh, you reap corruption or you reap a worsened state. Well, guess what? How do we change our lifestyles? We quit sowing to our flesh and we start sowing to the Spirit. So I would sow to the Spirit of God by saying, Father, and I would say this out loud, I say, Father, I use smaller portions. I'm sowing it to you. I'm sowing it as life. I'm sowing it as self-control, faithfulness, and endurance in my eating. And then I would leave food on my plate. And I wouldn't always say this out loud if I was around you or anyone else. I would just, in my heart, I would say, okay, I'm leaving that food, and I sow it as self-control, faithfulness, and endurance. And that scripture says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. So if you sow self-control in your eating, you're going to develop self-control in your eating. If you sow self-control and faithfulness and endurance in your exercise routine, you're going to reap self-control, faithfulness, and endurance in your exercise routine. So basically, it's just like your dad was talking about. I took God at His word. If I could find it in His Word and apply it to my eating and exercise habits, I would speak it out of my mouth, I would release my faith, and I would do it over and over and over. And guess what? God watches over His Word to perform it. So those things that I would say, those things that I would release my faith for, I literally began to experience more and more freedom. And I think it took me about 9 months. Now, the great thing for you out there is that, you know, you get to listen to his dad preach on this, and you get to hear the revelation today, and it's not going to take you that long to grab hold of some of these truths and change your eating and exercise habits.
So give me some scriptures that they could stand on and that they could read, stand on, believe God for through this walk.
Okay, well, in Galatians 6, 7, and 8 is that scripture about be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. I stood on that scripture. And you know, it's like Kenneth said about the Word of God is our food. It is our manna. We have to feed on God's Word. Well, you take these scriptures that you find in the Word that God uses to speak to your heart about, and you meditate in them. And you meditate in them. And it's like God said to Joshua, if you meditate in my Word day and night, you do that to observe and to do what is good. So then you make your way prosperous, and then you have good success. So if we want to make our way prosperous, and we want to have good success in our eating and exercise habits, we have to get in the Word of God and meditate it. And the key thing about that scripture, John, is when it says, so that you may observe and do, is as we meditate, like your dad said a while ago, on filling your mouth with good things, as you meditate on these scriptures, what happens, you begin to see yourself with the answer. You begin to observe and do. You begin to see that you can, in fact, fill your mouth with good things, that you can, in fact, sow self-control and endurance and faithfulness in your eating and exercise habits. You know, the scripture that we mentioned in the first part of the broadcast about, you know, choosing life. Well, you have to get information and gain knowledge on what life is. Mm-hmm. And as the life expectancy of the average American today is on the decline, then we have to realize that a sedentary lifestyle and poor nutrition habits are not life. So we're not making the right choices if we're dying at a younger age.
That goes right along, though, too, with what they call life foods. I think Dr. Colbert talks about that, is that we're eating so much processed foods that isn't even really real food.
Exactly.
With the fast foods, the cheeses, and all that kind of stuff. So if we eat life foods, then I've noticed what happens when you eat healthy, your taste buds change. I think it's because I get so hungry, anything will taste good. But it does change to your mouth. It changes your taste buds on what actually tastes good.
Well, after I got spiritually free from all of this, I lost weight. I was very faithful to an exercise program. I felt like I had gotten all the answers that I needed, and I was just progressing in this. We know how God transforms us from glory to glory. So no matter how far you go with God, there's always so much more you can learn. Well, I remember one night I was fixing your dinner plate. Courtney was a baby. I was fixing my plate, and I was so proud of myself because I was eating about a little over half of what you were eating. And I thought, praise God, I'm so free, and I'm temperate, and I'm exercising, and Lord, thank you, and everything's so good. And the Lord said to me, he said, do you want to know why you're eating that small portion every night for dinner? And I thought, oh, here we go. Another thing he's going to reveal to me. I'm going to have to change about my lifestyle. You know how he does you. And he said, you're fixing that small portion size because you want to have that low-fat snack that you have every night about 8 o'clock. Well, just like you're talking about, I had bought these baked snack bars, and they look healthy on the box. There's fruit all over the box. Well, I got to looking at the label. This is before I was certified nutrition and everything and didn't know much about it. I got to looking at that label, and it was almost 100% sugar. So the Lord put it on my heart to fast those bars and eat fruit instead. So for 30 days, I ate nothing but fruit. I quit eating those bars. Well, as human nature would have it, the next time I went back to the grocery store out of proving God's will for my life, I bought another box of those bars. I thought, why won't we eat them every day anymore? I'll just have one occasionally. Well, I tasted that bar, and it was exactly what you said. It tasted like pure chemicals. Now, before, it was my favorite thing to eat all day, but after I retrained my sense of taste, it tasted like pure chemicals. So we have to work the Word of God. So just what you were saying, you know, Hebrews 5, that's another really good scripture. Hebrews 5, 13 and 14, that scripture really ministered to me, is it says, through practice, through habit, we train our senses to discern good and evil. Well, through practicing healthy food, I train my senses to discern chemicals in food. And you can't do that unless you abstain from unhealthy eating. So I just encourage people, John, just like you said, get particular scriptures to stand on and to feed on, and then apply them in the practical, everyday living that they have to do with their eating and exercise habits.
We'll put some of those scriptures on KCM.org so you can go on there and download them and make it easy for you. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
From Faith to Fit, Marty Copeland's 90-Day Weight Loss Challenge. This powerful guide includes the tools to get started and keep you moving in the direction to fully manifest the temple you are. Learn to fuel your body for fitness with this nutrition guide and an eating out guide that includes scripture references, healthy recipes, what to choose when you're on the go, and much more. With three different levels of endurance on this 45-minute workout DVD, you can start slow and work up to your fitness goals. Also, learn to tighten your abs and strengthen your core with a special Pilates training DVD. This 90-day devotional includes scripture references and thought-provoking questions each day. In this DVD, Marty shares her testimony and teaches spiritual understanding needed for every area of life, including weight loss. A CD version is also included. Keep track of your progress with a food and exercise journal to uplift your spirit and keep you motivated.
And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith.
To order the From Faith to Fit 90-Day Weight Loss Challenge, log on to KCM.org and order online. This groundbreaking package from master personal trainer and fitness counselor Marty Copeland has the tools you need to be healthy, spirit, soul, and body. To request your program by phone, call 800-575-4455. Or if you prefer to write, the address is Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Request your package today.
There is absolutely nothing that gives me more honor than for God to have called me to create a product that I believe will truly change the way you see weight loss. It'll change your spirit. It'll change the way you think about eating. It'll change the way you think about exercise. It's going to help you go from faith to fit in 90 days. So I hope that you'll take this weight loss challenge. I hope that you'll give the teaching in the product, God's Word, opportunity to build your faith, to change your mind, to help you go from low fit to higher fitness. One of my favorite things about the workout DVDs in this product is it doesn't matter if you're a beginner. It doesn't matter if you're intermediate. You can go to an advanced fitness level, and even the advanced people in this product got in better shape. So we have really targeted this at every fitness level, but the most important thing about it is the truth of God's Word that will make you free and change the way you think, teach you how to love your body, teach you how to eat right, teach you how to be healthy. And I believe that it will change you forever and forever change the way you see yourself in the Word of God. So I hope that you'll get it.
Marty, I know that this product's going to help a lot of people, and it's the how-tos. You know, in a 30-minute broadcast, we can't get into everything on what to do, but this is the how-to step-by-step covering all those bases, spirit, soul, and body, isn't it?
It is, and it's a great workout. It'll burn the fat.
That's awesome. Why don't we pray?
Okay.
And pray over the people to help them get started in this, and to lift them up in this whole process.
Well, I tell you what, God is no respecter of persons, and He set me free, and He'll do it for you. He changed my eating and exercise habits, and He will do it for you. So let us pray for you. Father, we just thank you for your Word. We thank you that it changes things. We thank you for the reality and truth and the power of your Word. And as we get into your Word and seek you through your Word, that you watch over it to perform it, and we can take our faith and go from faith to fit. Father, we give you all the glory for permanent change in our spirit, in our mind, and in our body. And we're just so honored, Lord, that you love us so much, that you have made a way for freedom, made a way for health, made a way for a long and satisfying life. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, thank you for joining us today. And be sure and come tomorrow, because we're going to be talking about marriage, and it might get a little dicey. So this is John and Marty reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries or to order a copy of today's broadcast, log on to our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you with teaching tools, prayer, and other ministry resources to help you live in faith and victory every day. This is the year of fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure. Jump in the 2008 West Coast Believers Convention, June 30th to July 5th. This year at a new location. Come to the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and Keith Moore for 6 days together with other believers from around the world. With Super Kid Academy and 1440, there's a place for the whole family. Call 1-800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org.